Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we're so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, today we are thrilled to be welcoming Cassie Everts to our show today. Cassie is a wife and a mother and an author and a speaker. She's rather busy. She is the mother to six little ones in heaven and six children on earth. Her writing has appeared on Catholic Exchange, Blessed Is She, Relevant Radio, and her blog, EverydayAnn.com. And today she's here to speak with us about the newest edition of her book, Nursery of Heaven, Miscarriage, Stillbirth, and Infant Loss in the Lives of the Saints and Today's Parents, and how those who are grieving will from child loss will find comfort, meaning, and healing. Go out to our website, EverydayAnn.com. Well, it's a beautiful book. I love the cover as a grandmother who we have miscarried grandchildren. It's very comforting and beautiful to my grandmother's heart.
Yeah. You know, Father John Paul is going to be with us at the conclusion of our conversation with Cassie. And, you know, I went over the book with him real quick. So you have to see the book, Father, so you're familiar with what's going on. He always does a great job.
Yes.
But he looked at this and just, when he got the table of contents and looked it all over, you know, the saints and miscarriage or stillbirth from 1300s to the 1900s, and then after the 1900s, today's parents speaking about miscarriage, about stillbirth, about infant loss, practical wisdom for the grieving heart, for those who want to support people that are grieving in this way, things to say, not to say, and then reflections, prayers, scripture passages, contemplative questions, additional resources. It's a super thing. And Father John Paul said, I knew exactly what he meant. This is a book I have to have on my shelf. Not that he's not going to read it. This is a go-to book.
Right.
And it really has become, as far as I know, the real standard to address in numerous ways and to be a great resource regarding miscarriage, stillbirth, and infant loss. And I just have hope today for those of you that have miscarried or lost children, pregnancy loss, infant loss, that you're going to be heard today, you're going to hear somebody that really understands this, and I'm filled with hope in the midst of this loss, because Jesus said, in this world you're going to have tribulation. This is probably one of the worst tribulations that you can have, but you be of good cheer now, because I've overcome this world, I've overcome death. Very special show today, The Nursery of Heaven, Miscarriage, Stillbirth, and Infant Loss. We'll be right back, plenty more to come, please don't go away.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Cassie Everts. She is one of the authors to a great book, which I encourage you to read if you know someone who is suffering from miscarriage, infant loss, stillborn. If you've had those losses in your family, and maybe it's a daughter-in-law, maybe a daughter, maybe you've experienced, and you haven't found healing and hope, this is a great book for you. It's The Nursery of Heaven. Well, Cassie, we're excited to have you with us today, and we want you to tell our family, why is this topic so difficult for people to talk about, for this culture and our church even to address?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on. I think it's really a symptom of our culture, of our lack of respect for life, the lack of reverence for the dignity of the human life. You know, we see it obviously in the legal system, we see it in the media, and we see it in the medical community in the way that they refer to an unborn child. It's a fetus, it's a clump of cells, it's tissue. And so I do think that definitely plays a huge role into it. I also think that it's just not talked about. And so when women are having these miscarriages or going through this loss, they don't feel like they have the permission to grieve. Mm-hmm. And so it's just this ongoing cycle of just suffering in silence, suffering alone, and nobody sharing their story. Mm-hmm. When the reality is our pews are filled with couples and women who have gone through this loss. One in four women, mm-hmm. one in four pregnancies, and in a miscarriage. And so if we look at our Catholic Church, you know, to the left or to the right, there are so many couples who are grieving, mm-hmm. but yet it's just not being talked about. They don't feel like they're allowed to share their stories. Mm-hmm. They have the permission or know where to turn to, mm-hmm. to find that healing and to share the loss of their child.
And it is a place of real pain, right? Because it affects you emotionally, physically, spiritually, because we believe God's the author of life, and why am I being deprived of a viable, healthy, beautiful pregnancy? You know, because miscarriage, when we have a miscarriage, we start to think, what's wrong with me? Why can't a baby grow in my womb? What is the defect about me? And so it's all those things that we take on, and then we sit in silence with it. And it affects the couple too, right? I mean, it's his loss, it's your loss, it's the family's loss, because you know, you were able then eventually to be successful. Your children belong to the whole family, right?
They belong to the church family too, mm-hmm. whether we know it or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a loss for everybody, for the whole community. And I think when you mentioned about the impact of marriage, you know, I always go back and think of when, you know, my husband and I stood at the altar, like nobody prepared us. You stand there and, you know, it's almost a grace that you're blinded by this love at the time when you say I do, because you don't know what you're saying I do to. Nobody, when we get married, we never know the cross that Christ will place or the cross we have to carry, the sorrow, the suffering we'll experience. But we know that God will give us the grace, you know, in that moment. But it's not talked about, you know, in marriage prep or pre-Cana. Nobody said this is a reality. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of couples who suffer infertility. There's a lot of couples who experience miscarriage or stillbirth or the loss of an infant. And I think early on, you know, maybe couples might not be open to it because you just think everything's gonna be okay at that moment.
Right.
But I think early on, just to even make couples aware, mm-hmm. that this is a reality and that happens. And so you're not completely blindsided. I think when I suffered the loss of my first baby, I was 12 weeks pregnant, and I felt like I was completely blindsided, mm-hmm. you know, like, it wasn't something I had ever heard talked about, that this is a reality. This still happens today. Maybe I was just naive. Mm-hmm. But not hearing that word mentioned, mm-hmm. from other people enough to know that this is something you could go through. And then when you find yourself in that moment, you're overwhelmed with so much grief, but also all the other questions and the lies flood in. You know, the evil one just, I think, attacks in that moment of when we're already feeling weak. And, you know, trying to seek God's hand in it, mm-hmm. that we feel like we're, you know, am I a good enough wife? Or I know I went after having multiple miscarriages. Sometimes I thought, like, what if he married me, if he knew, mm-hmm. after all these years, mm-hmm. we'd be having miscarriage and miscarriage, and I would never be able to, you know, carry a child, mm-hmm. for him. Like, what if he still said yes? And obviously, yes, he would have, but that's what the devil wants to fill us with, or the shame, you know, as Catholic couples. I think there's a shame. I know I almost felt guilty. Like, here we are, this Catholic couple, and you see all your friends having children and these big families filling the churches, and mm. you're like, I wonder what people think of us. Mm. You know, what do they think, that we're not open to life, or mm. do they really know? Because you don't go out and just tell the whole world and share, mm-hmm. what you're going through. It's something it's very personal, and you keep, you know, just between you and your spouse,
mm-hmm. yeah.
when you're going through it.
And, you know, I think of being a parent and being a witness at many weddings, especially the beautiful thing about being at a Catholic wedding. The people in the pews who have lived some years, as they're witnessing the beauty of that great day, right, in your life, and like you said, there was so much grace, we didn't know, we were blinded, what did we know? But the people knew. And the people say, right, we agree to say, we will support you,
yeah.
whether it's infidelity, whether it's miscarriage, whether it's the death of a spouse, right? I mean, the people in the pews have They've lived some years, they've had some life experiences, they have their own trials and tribulations, and they can say before God Almighty, just like you and your husband said, before the cross, we're committed till death do us part. We want to support you in that. And that's the beauty of the church and your family, of saying, we want to support you. We're not going to kick you to the curb because something isn't working properly, or it's not right, or you can't procreate children, or a spouse has been unfaithful, or whatever it is. You know, that's the beauty of the culture of that church, right? Standing before God Almighty and supporting you. Mm-hmm. But you don't feel like that at the moment, right? When you have a miscarriage, there's nobody around. It's you. You may have been home. You may, whatever the situation is, you're alone. You feel abandoned. You don't feel supported.
Yes, absolutely. And I think in my case, when I was going through my miscarriages, which, you know, kind of prompted me to get, Patrick and I got in touch through a mutual friend and began sharing stories and decided to put this book together. But it was not having a place to turn to, you know, going through that. And I didn't know I could turn to the church. I didn't know we could have had, you know, a blessing, or, you know, a naming and commending our child to God. Like, all these things I didn't know.
Right.
And I didn't know, you know, that, you know, there's burials or anything like that when I was going through my losses.
Yes.
And so you feel at the time, like, where do you turn?
Yeah. Right.
Like, obviously the ultimate person we turn to is God. Mm-hmm. But even in those moments, sometimes you feel like abandoned by God. You know, He's with us, obviously, ultimately to the end, and loves us unendingly. But you feel that abandonment and that loneliness, and it's like, where do I go? And even, you know, between a husband and wife, you know, between my husband and I, we grieved so differently. Mm-hmm. And so the one person also that you think you can turn to, oh, my spouse, like, he gets it. And he does to a certain extent, but he's going through his own grief. Mm-hmm. And part of his grief is just wanting to try and put you back together, and he couldn't, mm-hmm. and wanting to just bring my joy back, and he couldn't, and wondering why he couldn't do that, mm-hmm. and wondering why he couldn't protect or, mm-hmm. you know, fix me, because that's what men like to do, is mm-hmm. fix, and there was nothing he could do. And so there is that struggle, especially as we continue to miscarriage, we felt this struggle mm-hmm. in our marriage.
Yeah.
And it's even a stat that, you know, 22% of marriages end in divorce after a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And so during that time, when you don't know where to turn, you don't know, you know, you can call your priest or reach out to your church, or I just think it's really important for husband and wife mm-hmm. to just cling together and have God at the center. You know, as hard as it is to come together and pray, mm-hmm. and even though you may be feeling completely different things or grieving in different ways, to just say, we need to pray. Like, we need to bond ourselves in prayer, because by God's grace, it will be the only thing, mm-hmm. you know, that keeps us together. I remember, you know, my husband is so faithful, and just every evening we need, you know, we're praying the rosary, we're doing the rosary, and there'd be times I would take my rosary and run my finger over the beads, and it would be hard to even pray a Hail Mary because I just felt so mm-hmm. hurt and so much grief and pain. But we did it together every day, and I think in that is the grace, you know, just showing up. Like, I'm here, Lord, you know, I'm showing up, you know, just give me the strength.
And that's a beautiful act of faith, right? Because we can't base it on our feelings, because our feelings lie to us, right? But God wants us to be totally honest with Him and to say, Lord, I'm angry, I'm disappointed, I'm frustrated. You know, I hate her because she can get pregnant and I can't. And, you know, whatever those real feelings are, you know, or would He have said yes to me knowing what He knows now, you know, 5 years into the marriage, 7 years into the marriage, would we still say yes? Right? And that's really scary as we go and want and long for that. And so what kind of response are you getting from the book?
There's a lot of, obviously, positive response. There's a lot of organizations and ministries that are actually starting to use the book as a resource. And since I was on the show we were self-published, and now, thanks be to God, Sophia Press is now the publisher. And I think that just shows that there's this need out there in the Catholic Church, in the community. And so it's been a great blessing to have this companion for other people so that as they're going through this, they don't feel alone, mm-hmm. that they can have somewhere to turn, a resource to go to, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and that these ministries are seeing it as a companion to hand, to give to women and to put in their care packages mm-hmm. when they encounter someone who's gone through a loss.
Mm-hmm. Well, break down the book for us some in terms of the segments that you have. I'm familiar with it, but what's in here so that people can connect and have some fellowship with saints, hearing from people that have experienced miscarriage, infant loss, and so on. Just what are the sections to the book?
Yeah, so the beginning two sections are from the lives of the saints. We go through several stories of couples from the saints that have gone through either themselves mm-hmm. As a married couple, a stillbirth loss of a child or a miscarriage, or in the case of Catherine of Siena, she was a twin and she lost her mm-hmm. her twin sister at birth. And so to grow up knowing that you didn't have that twin with you for your whole life.
Wow.
And I mean, that's one of the reasons, you know, she's a patron saint mm-hmm. of someone that we pray to for miscarriage. And then I think also too, she's so beautiful because she chose the spiritual motherhood. Mm-hmm. You know, she probably had a longing.
Yeah.
For children, I would, you know, most mm-hmm. every woman does that. Mm-hmm. We have that mm-hmm. that in us, mm-hmm. and but she chose, you know, the spiritual motherhood. So we go through the saints, you know, and we have Saint Gianna, who is such an inspiration. We know her story of being diagnosed with a tumor, and the doctors giving her different options, and some of them would have ended the life of the baby, and she chose obviously her child, yeah. and to give birth. But many people aren't familiar.
Right.
with the fact that she had two miscarriages mm-hmm. after her third pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I think her story is so inspiring because we have some quotes from her daughter, Gianna Emanuela, who actually mm-hmm. endorsed the book and just talked about her parents. Even though they didn't understand it at the time, they always were striving to do the will of God. Even when they couldn't see what the plan was, you know, or where God was leading them, they always tried to surrender. Mm-hmm. to what God's will was. So we have the beautiful saint stories, and then we go through these stories from today's couples, mm-hmm. Just normal, everyday couples who've gone through these losses. And mm-hmm. these stories, you know, I think I feel like they're so sacred because they're these very personal, deep stories mm-hmm. of these women and men sharing their hearts.
That's what you just did for us. I mean, you did that, and it was greatly moving. So it's helpful because people can say, that's me. I see myself here. So you've got, you've got numerous people with miscarriage, and then you do stillbirth and infant loss and so on. So we're going to take a break at this point, and we thank God that we're going to have you tomorrow, because Father John Paul is going to come now at this point. But thank you for beginning to open up this book, mm-hmm. for sharing your heart. There's so much that you need to share with us tomorrow. And we pray somehow, some way, you're finding this hopeful. Because if it's just all darkness and nobody's speaking about this air, but there's so many people who are speaking, we just need to get them to you so that you can hear them. Like Cassie sharing with us, all these other people that have had this experience. Each experience is unique, mm-hmm. but you're not alone. You're not isolated. They share the similar thoughts that you're having. And finally, many of them come to that place of hope and of some degree of victory in the Lord, and looking forward to meeting face to face these little ones mm-hmm. perfected in Jesus. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we have Father John Paul with us today. Now, Father, what did you think of Cassie sharing, and what do you think about the book?
Yeah, I think the most powerful thing that Cassie said was spouses clinging to one another in times of desperation and grief and loss. I have a good friend that often says, Father, I don't think married people, those of us who are married, pray that God stir up within us the graces that we received when we received the sacrament of marriage. At the moment of consent, mm-hmm. In the marriage ceremony is when husband and wife become one, mm-hmm. when they make their consent to one another and before God and before the church. And there's a special grace there. That's the grace of the sacrament, mm-hmm. and to really cling to one another. And I just, that's what really, when she said those words, I can tell that in her marriage, mm-hmm. I can tell right then and there, I'm like, mm-hmm. this woman, like she really understands the sacrament. Mm-hmm. She understands the sacramentality of marriage. And she also said that each story is sacred. And I think I kind of, like when I was listening to her story and just, you know, the way that she was expressing herself in her story, you can see the grief there, mm-hmm. the sadness when someone talks about their own story, mm-hmm. Of grief and loss. It comes out in the way they express themselves, and how each story is sacred, like sacred ground, almost like Moses approaching the burning bush, mm-hmm. you know, take off your feet type of sacred.
Right.
That's the way I feel when people start opening up their stories, mm-hmm. like that. I almost feel like I should take off my shoes, because mm-hmm. I feel when people become vulnerable like that and they share their stories, vulnerability begets vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
So when people become vulnerable, it helps other people to become vulnerable. So hopefully by her sharing her story, hopefully other people will be vulnerable.
Or even question to themselves, how did I respond?
Yeah.
Maybe I isolated.
Yeah.
And I didn't cling. Maybe he isolated. Maybe she was desirous to cling, but he was isolating. Or, you know what I mean? Where they just both went their separate way in their separate pain. Mm. But we can't heal that way. We need to be with one another. It was our loss.
Yeah,
right?
You hear stories about separation sometimes when mm-hmm. this happens, about, you know, spouse almost living, they live underneath the same roof, mm-hmm. but they don't cling to one another. They mm-hmm. they really separate. But yeah, just the sacramentality is what heals mm. a
Father,
marriage.
Please close us with a prayer and a blessing.
Sure. Family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he turn his face to you and be merciful to you. May he show you his kindness and give you his peace. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Go in
Thank
peace.
You. Be
Thank
sure
you,
to join us tomorrow to continue our conversation with Cassie Everts and Nursery of Heaven. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.